Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating, and we're going to do all of that today. Bam.
There it is. Man, you sound good today, Shannon.
Thank you. I kind of actually thought that, too.
You have kind of low, tony, you know, bluesy sound going. Yeah, it's me, by the way.
Cracking my own self up. And I got my partner in crime, Alan Painter, here with me.
Here to rock the house.
And decorate the office.
Yep.
Okay, if y'all drove by.
You got to drive by again.
Drive by again.
Yep. It's my second favorite holiday. 4th of July, a.k.a. Cowboy Christmas.
We've got Flag Day, and now we've got 4th of July. Yeah, Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July. We're all red, white, and blue. We're all God Bless America.
Yep.
Bam, in your face. Can't miss
us. We start
from
Memorial Day and keep it all up through graffiti, because we love graffiti, too. Nothing more America than graffiti.
I think our office is.
It could be. So swing by and get a little taste of patriotism, Americana. Stop in, say hey to Jax.
Honk your horn. Say God bless America.
Yep. Let us know who appreciates seeing the red, white, and blue flying, because we need to proclaim it loud.
Yes.
We love America.
Yeah. Anyway, you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
And as Angie says, one thing turns into 30 things. That probably happened.
You know.
Looks pretty good, though.
I don't just do things. I tend to overdo things, so.
I don't know if that's possible with this, but.
Well.
The spirit is mighty.
Yeah, well, I kind of, you know, I like to make sure those women are happy. Food, flowers, and decorations.
And we have all those. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, the secret to success is keep women happy and learn to say yes, ma'am.
Every time you say that, it still makes me laugh. Okay.
It's so true.
Well, it's working for you.
The sad part is I learned so late in life. It's like, gosh, I could have been a good billionaire if I'd learned that when I was younger. So young men who just got married, remember, keep them fed, keep them flowered, and yes, ma'am.
And happy. Yep,
and
that's happy.
Well,
I'm always excited. I say that every week, that I'm excited for our guests. But
I know, sometimes you just say it. I think you just make it up.
Well, I'm kind of an excitable person. Hello.
Well, yeah, well, it's like so happy, you know.
And then sometimes somebody pushes a button and I'm not happy.
Which was yesterday.
Oh, it was this morning.
Was it? No,
it was today. Yesterday. Actually, maybe you got me 2 days in a row. But
yeah,
anyway.
You came in yesterday, actually said, today I am feeling quite like a bee.
I did.
And I've never heard those words coming from Shannon.
I feel like I need to announce it because it's a rarity.
Yeah.
Like, give me grace.
And it is truly
today,
people. It is truly. And unfortunately, she's got me in the office. So when she comes and says, I'm feeling this, you know.
Yeah, you're like, game on.
I just feel like blood in the water.
Yep.
Let's see how many buttons I can push today. I just want to see her explode because I never did that before. And she's too darn nice, people. Let me tell you. If I can't push you over an edge, you're too darn nice.
Well, it wasn't for a lack of effort on your part.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm starting to feel like a failure. So
are you
excited about our guests?
Okay. Yeah, I am. But then I'm like that. But then I get excited about a lot of things. But
I'm really passionate. I'm getting texts.
Oh.
Is that my wife saying, Alan, shut up. You're talking too much.
I was going to ask if it was Angie. But, you know, we are passionate about America, and we're passionate about our veterans, and also about children. And that's our future of America here. So I'm excited to have Marisa Starnes from ODHS, the Child Welfare Department. She is their Resource Family Retention and Recruitment Champion.
Whoa.
That's a title. That's a kick butt title. Like, I want to salute you, like, right.
Absolutely.
Now. Like, that's kind of like hats off.
Just add queen on the front of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a big deal. And we also have Megan Burstey, the executive director of Every Child Douglas County, also an awesome title of an amazing organization. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy days to be here. So I'm going to start us right off, and I'm actually going to let you guys kind of bounce off who answers these, because I'm not sure who to actually direct some of my...
Oh, this is like Family Feud. Do they need a buzzer or something?
Yeah, somebody slap the desk down or something, so that'll work.
You're going to be the Richard Dawson of this show. Okay.
Well, he's kind of a creeper.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah, I mean, we're going way back.
Come on.
Back in the, day, I'm
chilling.
Not really,
all
not
right, chill on
everybody.
The dead. Unless they're Democrats. But
Ellen.
Sorry, Lord.
Oh,
I apologize.
Lord Jesus. Oh, help us all, Lord Jesus. Okay, ladies, so sorry for our craziness in here. Okay, so I know a while ago, and okay, back in the day, like Douglas County was one of the highest counties in the number of children that were in or needed foster care. Where are we at? Let's talk Douglas County and children and kids and the needs here.
I hope it's better. That's not very uplifting.
I mean, it definitely has progressed a lot. As a resource parent, I'm going on 6 years now. I can say the numbers of when we first were certified to now are drastically different. Where we were in the upwards of 700 to 800 children within care, at that point, now we're just kind of above 200 because, you know, Marisa can touch on this one. ODHS has done an amazing job at really holding the hands and guiding parents into being successful when they have these bumps in the road. So they are able to do in-home plans to limit the trauma that these children go through, keep them in their homes while providing them extra supports.
So I'm going to have you chime in on that, Marisa, then. That is a significant drop in numbers from what I remember, which amen to that. So kudos to your department.
Yeah, it has significantly dropped. Our office is doing absolutely amazing. It's family preservation work is what it's called. And they do really good, great job of doing in-home plans, safety plans. We really do believe that children do best with their families, and we are working with families to keep them in their homes instead of adding any additional trauma by coming into foster care.
And please apologize, we're having kind of a hardware issue in here. She's talking loud and cloud, but having a little mic issue, so bear with it. But I want to just add, as kind of the layman that understood the numbers, that you know, if you had started and said that there's 200, I was like, wow, that's heartbreaking. But 700 to 800, I mean, you guys truly are heroes, everyone that's involved, because, you know, the only thing that'll make a difference down the line is the children's lives we touch. And I just want to say kudos to both of you for all the tremendous work in changing our world one kid at a time.
Shout out to the caseworkers who are really doing that really frontline work with our families.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge part of Every Child, is we really want to bring that like hospitality to these workers. I mean, too often they're forgotten as, you know, they're frontline workers as well. They are stepping into the unknown, often with just a pad of paper and a pencil, and, you know, really diving into unknown situations. So they really, truly are amazing resources within our community.
So is there a need for more foster parents? And I hope I said it right.
We are resource parents at this point because are a resource to the community, resource to families, resource to the children. There's always a need. Like Marisa said, we know the importance of keeping children within their home and with their family, but it's also really important to keep them in their community of origin. So community of origin, if you've grown up in Sutherland, you've gone to Sutherland Elementary School, you know that area. We would love for resource parents to be in Sutherland so they're able to stay within their community. If they're in Glendale, Yoncalla, all of these different areas, it's super important to have homes that we can be reaching out to keep these children within their areas of origin.
That is amazing, because it's something I don't even think about, but yeah, the devastation of being removed from your home and then coupled out to a new community and school. So folks out in Glendale, let's get
surrounding areas.
Oh, it's just amazing. I never thought about that, but the trauma.
Yeah, it's like, let's keep the trauma to a minimum by keeping what you can control as stable as possible.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
I'm so sorry. Our goal is to really just get in a space where we have more than enough families that we can just call immediately, you know, in Glide, in Sutherland.
We're going to do a hardware change here.
So, yeah, like I was saying,
there we go.
Just want to have more than enough homes that we can just immediately call and say, hey, we have a child that's in your community. Their friends are there. And we would love if you could take this child until they can go back home to their family safely.
So typically when you're talking about a placement, is that a very, very temporary situation? Typically, how long of a commitment is it?
I can't give a specific answer to that. It's the goal of foster care is to always be temporary, but I can't give a number on how long that is. We hope that it's very short-lived, that we can get them back home, but sometimes it can be longer. It can be, you know, 6 months to a year. It's really hard to tell.
So 6 months to a year is a long time for you then. I mean, so, if for those are concerned about, well, I'm not ready to have a child for the next 12 years, this isn't, we're not talking about long term.
No, not typically.
Good.
I mean, it does all depend. The goal is always to find family members as well. So I can say I've had children in my home for a day. I've had children in my home for 6 months, children who are now going to be in my home forever, just depending on the situation. And it's always very unknown when kids first come into your home.
Yeah.
A caseworker can't say, hey, this child's going to be with you for 6 months. They can't say this child's going to be with you for 6 days. So you have to kind of, you know, be willing and open to kind of the unknown at that point. You're just going to be that support. And that's kind of always been our home's goal, is to be that support, whether it be a day, a week, a year, or forever.
Yeah. As a resource parent, can I ask, because one thing I've heard is, oh, I'd be afraid of the developing a bond and the child moving. Do you stay in connection with some of these kids?
Absolutely. I would be worried if you didn't create a bond, because then you'd be doing it for all the wrong reasons. Every child that's come into my home, I have created a bond in one way or another. I have teens that have been in my home for a weekend and I still see them, and it's a big hug. It's, you know, a text message, a Facebook message. I've had teens in my home for a long period of time and we're still connected. Yes, that bond is there. Yes, you can have
that
connection. Like, it's an amazing experience to, you know, be like, yes, I have all of these children, because you do keep that connection with them ultimately.
So you become Mother Hubbard, huh?
Yes.
I think I want to point out that that's something that's changed. And I don't know when along the line that changed, because they used to say, okay, you know, reuniting families is the number one most important thing, and we're going to focus on that. And so don't get attached, because always our ultimate goal is to hope the parents are well enough, healthy enough, or a family member is here to take them in. But I know when talking with Marisa on the phone a week or two ago, you spoke to that actually with me, Marisa, was the fact that you are trying to coordinate those bonds staying important, or those people who are positive to that child and to the parental units or whatever, keeping that connection actually alive. So could you talk about that for a second for us?
Yeah, we would love if we could have icebreaker meetings where we introduce the family to the resource parent. And they can be a resource for not only the child, but the family. And when they do go home, I mean, they could do babysitting for the child. They could have respite overnight. And I like to use the analogy for this when people say they would get too attached, is it's a little bit different, but I always think about back in school when I had a teacher who was my favorite teacher, and I can remember her to this day, and I remember the warmth that I felt in the care for her. I was like, I'm going to be a teacher because of her. And I didn't get to stay in her classroom more than the year, even though I really wanted that, right?
Great point.
And thinking back
good
on
analogy.
You know, maybe a couple years from now, this child just goes, oh, I remember being in their home, and I remember the love they gave me in that whole 6 months, year, whatever it is, and I will always remember that, and I will always be grateful for that. And you know what, I'm going to reach out to them.
That's
it
cool.
happens.
Great point. I know it's time to take a break here, but I want when we come back.
I don't want to take a break.
I don't either, but we have to pay the bills. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of your cue and the ladies to talk about foster care in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian. That's Alan Painter.
Still here.
And with us in the studio, we have Myresa Starnes with the Child Welfare Department as their Resource Family Retention and Recruitment Champion. I just like saying that. And Megan Burstey, the Executive Director of Every Child Douglas County. And we're talking foster care, foster parent, resource parents.
Yep.
See, we got to learn. They're training us.
And I've got to say for the start, you know, I've known Megan for a while, but I got to say these two ladies have now went to the top of my list as my favorite people in the planet. What a change they're making in our community.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so kudos to you, my new heroines.
Yes. I think that, you know, every child is just an awesome project that's really helped, you know, with partnering. You know, this is a beautiful partnership, and it comes through how they're complementing each other with chiming in on what part they want to speak with. So,
yeah, and you don't cry, Shannon. I know you get your feelers on something like this, so take a chill pill.
I've known it's coming for a couple weeks, so I've been preparing. I've been getting my thicker skin going here. So, okay, we have listeners. Let's say they've heard what we've talked about, and they're kind of like, I'm curious on hearing more. I'm noncommittal, but I'm willing to hear more. How do they hear more? How do we learn more?
So a good starting point is we do something every month called Explore Foster Coffee House, and we kind of set up our summer just to kind of gear around some of the holidays. So on July 12th, August 1st and September 5th, we are going to be at Cascades Coffee House, and we're there from 11 a.m. to 12:30. So a lunch hour, just come over. You can pop in, ask any questions, ask how you know where you can go to further become a resource parent, as well as just ask general questions. We are here to answer. There's so many other ways you can help support the foster community without diving in and becoming a resource parent. And then if you are like, yes, you know what, this has been pulling at my heartstrings for a long time, I'm ready, you can go to Every Child Douglas County. Right there, it's, you know, information now, click, they'll give you the information, connect you with me, and we can kind of go from there, or it'll connect you directly over to Myresa. She can share on some of the other amazing opportunities that we have this summer to kind of meet and touch base with us.
Just to add what Megan just said about getting connected, if you can't come to the lunch hour, you can still go to Megan's website on Every Child and fill out a connect form. It's not a commitment filling out that form. It will either send you to Megan, you can hear more about an actual resource parent and their experience, or I'll reach out to that individual, and we can just have a conversation. We can talk about the process. I can even connect you to Megan if for whatever reason she doesn't get connected to you first. And yes, we do have some upcoming events that we are going to attend this summer. The first one actually coming up, we have one on Tuesday, the 20th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This event is called Fostering Pride. It's a statewide recruitment event for LGBTQ youth. So if anyone in the community is interested in learning more, you can register. And the information is on our Facebook page. It's called Douglas County Foster Care and Adoption. And then our other events we're going to be at are just community events that are already scheduled. So we're going to be at the Blackberry Festival. We're going to be at the Rat Rod Graffiti event in Glide. That's going to be fun. We'll be at the Douglas County Fairgrounds during the fair. And then we will also be at the Pride Festival at the fairgrounds on July 1st.
So these are events where you're going and having a booth if people want to come pick up some information or ask questions or...
Yes, and every child will also be there. So I will try to be there for the majority of the time so they can connect with me as well as hopefully Megan or some volunteers with every child.
So, you know, in our county, a huge demographic are retired age people, and some of them don't have the ability to for a long-term commitment, you know, maybe to house the child. Is there any way that segment of our population can help you guys out?
There's a couple different ways, actually. First, let's talk about respite. So what is respite? Respite would be basically like overnight care for another resource parent. And it can last anywhere from half a day up to 14 days. And that can be just giving a resource parent a break. Or let's say an emergency popped up and they've got to get out of state right away. We can call whoever it is who's certified to do respite and say, hey, so-and-so needs to go out of state for 12 days, whatever it is. And can you take this child and... Yeah, I can take them, and it's not a long-term commitment. It's very short-term. You're going to know when it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then you would have a definitive, hey, it's for a weekend. You know, they've got something going. And so, yeah, so if you have a heart to serve and just love kids and making a difference, that sounds like a really cool way to kind of tiptoe in.
Yeah, I mean, and it's an amazing resource for resource parents because too often we – stretch ourselves kind of thin and need that just little bit of break, and we can provide all the information that's needed to have an amazing weekend with these kids. I've always had really positive experiences having some of the youth in my home go to respite care. They have fun. It's an exciting time. It's a great time to connect with different members of the community. And it's like, you know, it's a short-term commitment that's making a huge difference.
Yep, that's cool. You know, and I think, our senior citizens have so much wisdom and knowledge. And I got to admit, I do find myself getting a little more patient as I get older. So it's like, I think it was a great opportunity to be able to share their lives with somebody else and make a difference. So please, if you're a retiree, reach out.
Yeah, empty nesters. I mean, you could still be working, or maybe your spouse stays at home, they're retired, only one of you, or I don't know, there's a lot of things, and it sounds like you have, just like swimming lessons, they're not going to throw you in the deep end.
Right. And I mean, even for some of these retirees, as you've mentioned, the great opportunity is teens are phenomenal. They're so fun. They come with some great information, good laughs, and they take care of themselves.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And they can teach you
so
how to use
not,
your
you
cellular
know,
device.
We're not expecting anybody to bring home 2-year-olds, but hey, yeah, exactly. That's a good point there.
I mean, a lot of seniors are not tech savvy, and they're like, I don't even know how to use my cell phone. And it's like, hey, guess what? Your tech assistant just showed up.
Oh,
and,
absolutely. Shannon, are you hearing those commercials over where you have to learn the teen's language? That always ran on the radio. It's like, so if you don't know the language, the teens will teach you, right? On Jelly, and I remember all that on the radio. So
I just gave up a long time ago. I'm like, hashtag I'm not cool anymore. I'm not.
Hashtag I agree.
My days are done. Even though I did teach my grandson last time I was up there that when you throw the ball too far or over Nana's head and she has to run, you put too much mustard on it. So for 2 days, I'm like, dude, you put too much mustard on that. So they can learn from us, too.
There you go.
It just might be weird stuff that's not cool like that. Yeah. But so you talked about your coffee meetings, and those are coming up, and the booths, the websites, and what
let's hit that again. What's that website? I don't want anyone to miss this if they want involved. So we're going to repeat this over and over and over.
We actually have 2 websites that you can go to.
Perfect.
So the first one is the state's website. It's foster.oregon.gov, and then Megan will say her website.
You can find us on Facebook through It's Every Child Douglas County or Every Child Douglas County, our website. And then, you know, anybody who's listening in that's not local, we have some amazing partnerships. You know, Every Child is statewide. There is just about an Every Child branch in most of the counties, which is amazing. We're CASA's available. You can see us partnering with CASA at some of our booths. I mean, our very own, who was Miss Douglas County's teen, now is Miss Oregon's teen, is Woo-hoo. Teaming up to help Lane County with an CASA with an amazing event. So you can look them up and see how she is helping the community and the world of foster care statewide.
Yeah, I know she's going what they call over the edge if she raises $1,000. So check it out on Facebook at Miss Oregon Teen. You can look up the Miss Douglas County website, which Megan also is involved with. And
please get out there. If you can only do $5, $10. Yeah. It's a 7-story over the edge down. She has to climb down, and I want to see everybody get this girl over the edge.
Over the edge.
And we get to help kids.
4 children. Yep. Yeah. So 20 more people do $20 on her site, and she's going over the edge, and they've raised $1,000 for CASA. So, again, another organization helping children stay yep. in a safe, productive, loving environment.
And that is really cool that Miss Oregon is going and supporting it. You know, some of these individuals are supporting it. So let's do what we can to help some children.
Yes. Well, ladies, I just want to say thank you again for everything that you do for children in general.
Time already?
We're getting close.
Oh.
They need a lot of thanks.
We need a couple more hours to give them all the thanks and gratitude that they deserve.
Hey, we are only as great as our community because we need our community. So our community needs to step up and join us in this journey.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, that number of 0 is a beautiful number if everybody could stay in their, you know, birth homes and where they come yep. from. But we know reality. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in life and life struggles. And so just to keep those kids in that safer environment, in the schools that they're used yep, to attending, absolutely. In the areas where they want to be, where their, you know, friend group is at, is really important. So surrounding areas, if this is tugging at your heart at all, God bless you for thinking about it.
Yep.
But take it a step further and let's help out.
Yeah, even the respite, short-term, whatever, you know. And the reality is if you're out there working extra, you know, you have a good life, but you work to make extra money, just take a pause because that all goes away, folks. And mm-hmm. like I said earlier, the only difference we really make in the world is through the lives of our children that we touch. So, you know, by helping a kid out today,
mm-hmm.
you're touching lives hundreds of years down the line, literally. Where else can you have that kind of power? So share that love and let's change the world one kid at a time.
Absolutely. Marisa, I just want to say, talking with you on the phone the other day, Jody, thank you for making that connection for us. Appreciate that. I love the vision that you have for your position and, you know, what you want to do and accomplish with the resource parents and the children. And so if you're ever having a bad day, I hope you just think about this and know that, keep going, sister. Because
we love you.
Yeah, this is a road worth traveling. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, kudos.
And
Megan, you know we love you.
Right on our prayer list. We're going to keep praying. I know you'll have challenges, but I know you'll overcome. You know, great group surrounding you and great community. So thank you for everything you do to make our world better.
Yeah, that went really fast. You're right. We needed a whole show.
Yeah, come back. We'll have to bring these ladies back because that was too fun.
Call us when you need us again, and we'll get you on.
And then we'll get hear some positive stories on how some of these some real life stories.
That'd be great.
I would love that. That would be fun to share.
Let's do a show and tell someday.
Yes.
Okay. So, it's time. Time for a break already. Crazy enough.
Bam.
But we'll be back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. And again, this is Your Cue, and this is normally the time we do the local business buzz. But as we know, sometimes things happen, and we have to cancel or reschedule, and that was a today moment.
Whoops.
But,
Well, I'll tell you what, before... I just got to go back to our two prior guests before we move on because, you know, I didn't know that much about the foster care system. I mean, I knew that it existed, but how inspiring was that?
Yeah.
You know, and so if you were thinking about it, I mean,
being a resource parent, we're changing the verbiage.
A resource parent, I mm-hmm. like that too. But Shan, can we post the link to their site on ours?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll tag every child in it and we'll tag them in it. So then it'll show the link in there.
Yeah. So if you're a regular listener and you know where to listen, you can go to our Facebook page or go to the Premier Insurance Facebook page and we'll backlink mm-hmm. on that. So, I mean, if you're remote, even thinking about it, we want you to be able to get more information and find out what this is about. Because personally, I've seen how rewarding this is. So don't hesitate. Don't be one of those things that, gee, that's something I really like to do and never do it. So just get up and do something about it.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm one of those people who's like, I have a lot of feelers and that would be rough, but they yep. inspire me. So, you know, a few weeks ago, we've been updating about my mom, who's, other than the stomach flu she just got, she's sick. But she's doing great.
Yep.
And one of the things about that experience that I talked about was, truthfully, what a huge blessing it was for me and a proud moment. I'm always proud of my mom and I love my mom to pieces. But a whole new level came out of our relationship and of my admiration for her by watching her witness to every single person she met in the hospital through her experience and talking about her love of the Lord and how God is good and she's good to go because she knows where she's going. And
well, that was the amazing part. That was glorious. Amazing to witness is that she was standing on death's door and still cared about everybody else more than herself.
Absolutely. Didn't want to put anybody out, worried about everybody else. And but just so strong in her faith that it was beautiful. And I feel blessed to have been able to witness that. And yeah. It's just like, honestly, I got goosies right now even talking about it. But here's where I'm not going to cry at this moment.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is in the last few months, we've had another family who's been touched by some major trauma. Their son, Brandon, was in a motor vehicle accident and darn near passed from that and has literally been a miracle. And I know that's because of prayer warriors. Hands down, I believe in that. I'm such a prayer warrior believer. And he's doing well now. Well, their daughter is now up at Oregon Health Sciences University and she's fighting a good fight. And so I did reach out for permission from Christy to kind of talk about this because I know our listeners are faith-based. I know we have a ton of prayer warriors Amen. That listen in here. We ask for prayer. We talk about the Lord. We talk about being blessed in our life and our business and everything that we do. And she's one of the people that I have on Facebook. You know, maybe it started out because she sold makeup and we kind of became Facebook friends that way. But Christy is who I'm talking about, Bella's mom, inspires me because, gosh, they've been through so much, just so much, way too much. Nobody should be going through this. And they are always praising God, always talking about the Lord, always saying that no matter what happens, their God is good.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's ironic because right now I've started on the book of Job. And, you know, these folks have kind of unfortunately been pushed in that mode and they do stand strong in the storm. And now I do want people to know that, you know, the reason I know and love the Lord is because I'm worthless. So, you know, we know we're not perfect and that's why we have the Lord. And so, you know, these people are wonderful servants. And so mm-hmm. I just would like to see them blessed.
Absolutely. And this is where I feel like Douglas County, we just show up. We show up for our own. So I'm not saying everybody open up your wallets. I'm going to say that in a second, but right now I'm not.
Yeah.
If there's multiple ways we can help this family and bless them. And I feel like by blessing them, we're showing them that we're hearing your message. It is being received. There is good in the world, and Christ is going to beat this, and he is the greatest physician of all.
Yep.
Hands down. We got you guys. We have you, Stone family, and you are in our prayers, and now I'm going to cry.
Here we go. We've crossed the threshold. But really, folks, I mean, they're facing some crisis, so so let's do what we do.
So here's my things I want to put out there in the universe. Is there's multiple ways a person could help them, because they're looking at months up there, not days, not weeks. They're looking at months. Up in Portland. This is right after going through this with Brandon, where they were up there for a good part of 2 months. So this is a huge hit to the family, and they want to be together, and they're a large family. So they want their children to be able to come see them during those 2 months and maybe be with them. So a hotel isn't the greatest thing, but a house up there is like $5,000 a month. It's crazy.
That's insane.
So there's a couple ways you can help. The Garden Valley Church is going to have a bake sale before and after church, where people can come either donate, buy baked goods, whatever they want to do. Christy on her Facebook, because she has been asked by friends and family and other people who want to help, has posted her Venmo account, where you can directly donate to the family through Venmo if people have Venmo. So that's
whatever a Venmo is.
So that's it's an app, and Christy is spelled Christi
Stone
on her Venmo. I'm sure you could drop off donations at Premier Insurance, and we'll get them to them.
Absolutely.
I already told them I'm coming up on the 3rd of July.
Stop by the church, and that was Sunday.
Yeah, stop by the church this Father's Day. Actually,
buy a $20 brownie.
Even in this moment that they're facing, like, Shane is going to come down and lead worship at his church. Like, yes, that's where you need to be. That's what we need to be doing, is we needed to just be keeping saying, you know what, Satan, you're not going to take my light. You're not going to dull my brightness or my shine. So stay out of my way, because these people, when Satan tries taking them down, they double down on God. And I am all about it. And I just want them to know we have their back.
Yep, absolutely.
And so I don't know if they'll get to hear this or not, but Bella, we're all praying for you. We're praying for your family. You guys are wonderful witnesses. Keep it up. I know you love the Lord. And we're just going to
Turn it over to the prayer warriors
and do what
we can.
So Bella Stone, Douglas County is going to be praying for you. Pray for healing. Pray for guidance for the physicians. Pray for skills for the ones that are doing procedures and things like that. She's got an infection in her heart and other parts of her body, and we need to get her well so she can get new kidneys.
Yep. On top of that, she was in line for a kidney transplant.
So we need to keep that place in line and keep that moving forward. So I just want to say, Christy, if you hear this at all, God bless you for what you do on Facebook, for your witnessing. You inspire me. I know other people, if they're on your Facebook, you have to be inspiring them. And as a community, let's come together and show them God is good.
Amen. Amen.
Because he is.
I tell you, they are a wonderful family. I've known them for decades. And I think, you know, you probably don't even know it, but you know their family, you know, because their family is large and spread throughout our county. And, you know, and they're some of the first people to step up and help our community.
Yeah, I just heard a gal on the radio yesterday say, no matter who you are, you're 6 degrees of separation away from somebody.
Yep.
And she used, I think, Sylvester Stallone or somebody as her example or whatever. But if you're in Douglas County, you're probably 1 to 2 degrees away from separation.
Absolutely. So, I have learned that if you're a lifelong resident here, you're definitely related to 2/3 of the county. When I married my wife, Angie, I had no idea I was joining the entire family of Dixonville. I mean, there's so many people out there we're related to. So it's like, that's, you know, part of what makes us strong. And not only that, is those existing families have opened their hearts and welcomed other family members in. So
absolutely.
You know, so please ask your Lord you know, for a little grace for these folks. And if you've got a few extra dollars you can help, let's do that.
Yeah. So it's already time for a break.
Huh.
Man, talk about a pulpit when I get on one. Here we go. All right. So we're going to be back with more of your cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. This is your cue, and I'm Shan Sebastian. We have Alan Painter here.
Blessed to be here.
Okay. So what? I know sometimes I get a little going, but I'm not.
Well, not very often.
I'm not very often. So kind of today's my day.
That was it.
The Christy Stone and Shane and Bella and that whole family, like, I there was no way I was not gonna, unless they didn't give me permission, talk about that. Because it's, to me, it's like my mom. It's something that you're so blessed to watch.
Yep.
It's just amazing. Not her being sick, but the difference they could make and the souls they could save. So the other thing that's happened recently that also touched my little blessed heart is... And I know you're going to know about this one. Okay.
I hate that she's just springing stuff on me. It's like, what are you doing here?
Okay, the Oklahoma Sooners softball team interview that they did. If you guys have not seen this, Google it. Google Oklahoma Sooners interview on 6/8 of 2023. So it was on the 8th of this month.
Okay.
They just won the championship. And, you know, they had this big, huge win streak going on forever. Huge amount of pressure. They've won this thing multiple times. Like, the amount of pressure.
Yeah, it was two years in a row.
Oh, and it was like 51 games or something. It was craziness. So they get asked in this interview, and I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but how did they handle that pressure? These college girls, some of them being freshmen, seniors, you know, that's a lot of pressure to put on these athletes. And they said, not feeling it. Because, they just didn't have no ownership of any pressure. Because they said their coach, I'm so thrilled about this. Their coach talks to them about the Lord and how, in the end, these games, this game they're playing, this win-loss record means nothing if you don't have your eyes up.
Isn't that amazing?
And so they use the hashtag eyes up on all their stuff because they're focusing on the life ever after, tongue twister for me, and being with the Lord in the end. And that's what they focus on. And they say, if you focus on that, none of this really matters. And we can just go play a game we love.
Well, you know,
that we're good at.
In today's world, when we hear so much garbage. And whether you're a believer or not, and I hope you all will be, because none of us are getting out of here alive. You know, to hear this wonderful message and a coach, I mean, how un-PC in this whole woke world. You hear of public employees getting fired for exactly this kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and someone to have the kind of strength to stand up and say, no, this is a reality. This is what I believe in, and to use that to inspire a team, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
but this isn't like a private Christian school. This is a major
this is a
university,
state, you know, a state school. He's a state employee, and that's really awesome. And kind of neat that message is getting out instead of getting squashed like we see so often. I mean, there's another for the you in our show, the uplift.
Yeah, I'm just like, eyes up. I'm all about that. So hashtag eyes up. Everybody focus up. You got to watch the interview, though, because it wasn't one player. There was 3 to 4 players on the podium when they spoke, you know, and they all reiterated it.
That's pretty cool.
It was amazing. And I think one of them, I'm going to leave a teaser here, but I think one of them actually found the Lord by coming and playing on that team. So anyway, just out of softball.
Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
I love to say that. So Anyway, I need to give a winner for the Umpqua Survival.
Did you remember?
I do because we had two last week.
See, here's what I did, and I did my job. People, you know, and Shannon won't pat herself on the back, but my cohort is so morally ethical. She had gotten a name last week, and I was happy by the store, and the boys gave me a name. And no, I say, well, just draw a new one next week. No, we draw it, so now she carries it forward.
So I carried it over for this week.
She's been keeping it in her pocket for a whole week. I hope it didn't go through the wash machine.
It's the right thing to do.
So we got the name.
And it's a lady. You know,
you held on to it. There's a little bit of bias.
I think it's fun. So Sandy Murray, congratulations. You won the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival, and you can stop by the News Review. And they will be happy to help you get that so you can go a shopping.
Because this weekend is Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend, and happy Father's Day.
So you can invest that in a new trinket for your husband, father, or other.
And so, I want to say, I don't know if everybody is on Umpqua Survival's Facebook or gets their vlog or sees their posts, but something new happening out there. They're closing Sundays. They're just going to condense it down to 6 days a week and let their staff get out there and enjoy family time and church and plunking and doing all those fun things that they want to do. And
that is really pretty cool because it's not like they're dead. They're a busy store 7 days a week.
Well,
so sometimes
they're going to condense
it
to six. So yeah,
sometimes you can say, hey, this is more important. And guess what? I'll just make it a point. If I was going to go there Sunday, I'll just do it Saturday and let your folks go home.
Yeah. And that's cool. Until the need arises again to bring back Sundays, they're going to do that.
Hey,
so
it works for Chick-fil-A. We go from Kosovo Bible.
All right, Douglas County, until next week, you know what to do. Be kind.
And God bless you all. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.